Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
From the 78th Venice Film Festival, I'm Ilaria Gomarasca from Fred Film Radio, and I'm happy to be here today with Ola Jankowska, director of Anatomia.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Hi, Ola, welcome.
Thank you.
So Anatomia is your first feature film, and it's in world premiere in Giornate degli Autori in the competition. So first of all, congratulations.
Welcome to the Lido. Thank you.
So your film, it's an intimate portrait of the relationship between a daughter and a father that lost track of each other for several years, and now they are together again, and with the complication of the illness of the father. Why this topic, or where comes your inspiration from?
I think for me, it's perhaps the film is more about the main character, the daughter, who returns to the home country, and father is one of the characters that she meets, the main one, probably because he sets her off on this whole journey, and his illness, which is also connected to a memory loss, which for me is maybe the most important aspect of his condition, is that he doesn't remember the last 20 years of his life, and he thinks that the daughter is still a teenager. So I think the topic for me started with identity and her, and I think the whole film is consideration of this, of who we are, what we're made of, who we are to others. But also, I suppose, with the father's illness, the film also is a sort of a meditation on the metaphysics of things ending, you know, of life ending, of relationships ending, love.
Yeah, because the main character, she's looking for defining herself still, and I think there is a kind of a metaphor with the city also, because we always see the city like with the work in progress, always building, changing. So there is really a mirror between them. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. And I'm glad that you picked it up, because I think a lot of people see the city as this just concrete, unpleasant place. But actually, for me, it was much more about the city being built again, building itself, rewriting its history. And I think it's exactly like the main character, who's also at this point in her life where she's exactly like this place around her. And the country probably as well, you know.
From a technical point of view, you choose to mix the images with some archives and with some shooting that are not digital, right? So where does come this idea? It's an idea to go on with the metaphor of, you know, the memory and...
Yes, it was the idea was there from the almost very start of the project, even when I was still writing it, to mix different textures and materials for many reasons, really. One was I wanted to capture the identity as like a collage project that's not homogenic, that's not so simply described, that is composed of many little different fragments. But also exactly time and the portrayal of our memory, and how it's also not a simple linear narrative, but it's actually, it blurs, it stops, it pauses. It's like we don't remember things actually as we'd like to think in this simple way. We just create those narratives, but actually we just have glimpses of our lives that we remember.
Just out of curiosity, those archives are yours? Is this
no,
you?
I no. don't. So some of this, so we have also the very old archives from the 40s, but the VHS archives are not mine. We shot some of them actually now, mm-hmm. but some of them are found on the internet. It's like archives of one family found.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, because I was thrilled to know where this comes from. from? Yeah. Whose story is this?
Yes, yeah. I know. It's found footage. It's incredible find. Also, that came very early in when I was writing the script.
And it's true. It gives different textures to the film.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk to you. Hola. I'm Ilaria Gomarasca from Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you so much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.